And it is time for our chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison joining us on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you?
Doing well. How have things been going in Independence?
Well, they're finally a little bit rainy, which we can't complain about, and the grass is growing crazy, and things are trucking along pretty good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Yeah, same here. And, of course, we do have a chance of some storms here this afternoon and evening, more into the evening hour, so we're going to definitely be keeping an eye on that. But also coming up, we have next week, I guess, is National Police Week. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this year, 2023 National Police Week runs from Sunday, May 14th to Saturday, May 20th. And, the history of that is President Kennedy signed that into proclamation in 1962, and it designates the week that May 15th, every May 15th, whatever that week is National Police Week every year. So that's the week we set aside to honor law enforcement officers that have died in the line of duty.
Well, you know, that is a really good commemoration to have, and I mean, it's neat that this has been going on so long. But, and you know, that's one of the things we don't often hear as much about those crimes that do happen against police officers.
Well, that's right. You know, we do talk a lot about police accountability, and we should. And, you know, as a wing of the government, we should be as transparent as we can be in explaining our actions to people. But we also should spend a little bit of time talking about the violence that police experience in the line of work. And so the National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial in Washington, D.C., has 23,785 names engraved on it to honor the sacrifice of law enforcement officers that have been killed in our nation, I believe, since about the 1780s.
Wow, I mean that's just wild that there's you know that seems like a lot, but do you have any numbers on as recently as 2022? How many officers that we lost?
We did. We lost 226 officers died in the line of duty in 2022. In Kansas, we lost two officers to COVID-19 last year, and that nationally remains the number one cause of officer death. We lost one officer to a car crash, and that was Sedgwick County Deputy Sydney Carter, and she was killed when a driver ran a stop sign and struck the side of her vehicle. So, you know, COVID-19 deaths, the law enforcement line of duty deaths have gone down, but they attribute that to COVID-19. But the incidence of officers being violently killed in the line of duty, those numbers are going up.
Sure, and it's another reminder, you know, to move over, and we did have that officer injured, I know, near Salina in Saline County, and we just, you know, saw that story. So it's just another one of those things that, you know, we say it all the time, and honestly, we almost say it so much it can kind of fall on deaf ears, unfortunately, but it is one of those things we do need to keep reminding people, and I unfortunately do see that often. I just went to Wichita here this past weekend and saw an officer at they were working an accident on the side of the road. People were not even pulling over, and it's frustrating for me to see that because I always try to go out of my way to make sure I do pull over, because you know there's people are driving fast and highway speeds like we talk about. It's just one of those things where you do really need to be careful and remind people to pull over.
Sure, and that officer out there in the street working that scene is a you know a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a son, or a daughter. Aunt and uncle, you know, that's another human being. And if you were to encounter them in the grocery store line, you would treat them entirely different than the way you would drive by them because you'd recognize their humanity. So, you know, I really appreciate you bringing that up. You know, there's really nothing so important in our lives, and none of us are so important that we can't slow down and just take a little bit of time and move over, not just for the police officers out literally standing in the street doing their job, but just for everybody out there. I mean, you know, we would want that courtesy done for us, and so just pay that forward to all the other motorists that we encounter, because that's really the most dangerous thing we do every day is get in a car and drive to work.
Yeah, that is definitely something that we can rationalize and normalize a little bit, but yeah, it's a really good point. Any other officers that you want to highlight around the area that we've lost here recently?
Well, you know, in March, we lost two officers in Joplin. And then we honored Charles C.A. McKinney, who is a fallen officer in Independence. We got him on the National Memorials in 2021. So these things will happen around here. They can happen around here. And, you know, it's through training and sometimes good fortune that it hasn't happened here. But McKinney was murdered in the line of duty here in Independence in 1920. So, you know, these things do happen in small-town America. But I think one thing to think about, James, that I think is important is, you know, we talk about, well, the media talks about police violence, but in reality, police officers are assaulted at a rate 26.5 times greater than the general population. And a police officer is 41 times, or research indicates that police officers are assaulted at a rate 41 times higher than they actually apply or threaten to apply the use of force. So, you know, there is another side. You know, when we talk about police violence, I think we need to critically think that.
Well, sure, and, you know, people don't oftentimes realize we have law enforcement officers who are going into some pretty difficult situations, many times with not a lot of information, and, you know, they've got to be able to think on their feet, assess a serious and sometimes, difficult situation quickly. So that is something that, I mean, obviously, you know, people know going in that there are going to be challenges at times, and, you know, well, obviously we do appreciate that. Police have lots of contacts with citizens. I mean, it's amazing how many calls, you know, but probably at the end of the year that you look back and see, wow, you know, we've responded to quite a few calls.
Well, you know, and I did some research, and that's a great point. In 2018, almost one-fourth of U.S. citizens over the age of 16 were contacted by an officer. So you're looking about 61.5 million citizen contacts that year. And nationwide, 20 out of every 1,000 people were threatened with or had actual force used on them in 2018. So, you know, but more importantly, what's going on in our little corner of the world? And here in Independence, we had a reportable use of force on about 3.5 out of every 1,000 citizens. So I think that those numbers indicate that your police department here is being responsible with the use of force decision making.
Well, sure, and you know the other thing is sometimes we see on the news and that sort of thing the portrayal of how these police activity gets reported and that sort of thing. I guess what is your message to the listeners here today on the impressions on what they see in the police department versus, you know, the reality of police work?
Well, I think, you know, I can only speak for here in Independence, but I think that our numbers show that we are responsible with the use of force, and, you know, and police officers aren't superheroes. You know, they're not ninjas, and we don't have superhuman capabilities, and we train the best we can. But the fact of the matter is that these situations don't look very pretty when you see them. And, you know, violence is rarely the answer, but when it is the answer, it may be the only answer. And so we try to reserve the use of force for when there really is no other choice.
Sure. And that is a good reminder. And, you know, like we said, these are situations where, you know, the cop shows and all that sort of thing might not necessarily line up with the reality of what these guys and gals do face on a daily, day-to-day. But what else would you like just to share with us, about your work as we work to, you know, recognize and talk about National Police Week here?
Well, you know, here at Independence, our goal is to get the maximum compliance with the law through the minimum intrusion into people's lives. So, you know, that's the philosophy that we operate under. We're not out trying to arrest as many people we can. We're trying to, enforce the law as little as possible while still getting people to keep our community safe and help our citizens live a life free of a fear of crime. And to do that, we need our help. You know, we need you to tell us about crime in your neighborhood, and we need you to be a good witness whenever you see a crime. And, you know, the thing that sometimes in the media folks complain about law enforcement, but, you know, we're hiring. So, you know, instead of complaining, why don't you step up and be the change in the world? Why don't you come down and see us and see if this is a career for you? And so we've got openings on IPD. We're looking for police officers. We're looking for dispatchers. And if anybody's interested, I can kind of walk you through how they can apply with us, James.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
Okay, so you could go to our City of Independence website, and if you go to the far left, you can click on How Do I. There's a tab called How Do I, and that's in the top left. And you select Employment Opportunities. Once you've clicked on that, you'll see a page, and you'll be able to select Employment Opportunities. Scroll down to the Police Department section and read the job descriptions. And if that looks like something that you think you can do, if you have the heart of a servant, you have the heart of a teacher, and you want to serve people and kind of coach them in the law whenever you're out on a call and kind of try to get compliance that way, maybe this is a good career for you. I know it's been a great, rewarding career for me and supported my family well over the years, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And I think there's people out there listening right now. This could change your life. You could be a part of something that makes a difference in our world and makes our community safer. So come down and see us. We need you.
Well, and talk about having some, you know, job satisfaction at the end of the day, knowing that you did make a difference in the community. I think that is definitely something to consider for folks out there. So as we wrap up, sir, anything else you want to remind us of? You know, we always want to work to reduce crime in all of our neighborhoods.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Wouldn't be doing my job if we didn't talk about reducing crime. So I just ask everybody, drive safely. Run your car windows up, put your house windows down, and lock every door you own. Lock up your bikes. You know, you work hard to buy this, you know, multi-hundred-dollar bike. Let's go $30 to lock. You know, hide your valuables. If you're going to leave valuables in your car, hide them. And as always, follow IPD on Facebook for more tips and news about what's happening in Independence and IPD.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning and hope you have a great rest of your week. Look forward to talking again here next month.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, you take care. That's Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690. We always appreciate him calling in on the second Thursday of the month. And coming up, we are going to be chatting about the Cherry Blossom Festival. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690.